That was Daylight Ghosts from Craig Taborn, who's coming to Knoxville as part of the Big Ears Festival. He'll be playing at least a couple of times I know about. For sure, the quartet is playing on March the 25th at 8 p.m. at the Standard. It's definitely one of those shows I will not miss. And we're lucky to have Craig Taborn on the phone calling in right now with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Have you ever been to Knoxville before? Do you know anything about it?
I have never been to Knoxville. I know a little bit because a good friend of mine from college ended up going and doing a Master's of Fine Arts in Knoxville. I always heard about it from her and met some of her friends that she had met there, but this is going on 20 some years ago, so it's been, and I've never been there myself.
And do you know anything about the Big Ears Festival, or are you doing anything special to prepare for it?
Not, but I know enough about it to know that I think the project I'm presenting and the other ones I'm involved in are going to be a great match for the festival. So I'm not doing anything special to prepare other than, you know, kind of getting excited about playing there. But I think all these projects are special to me, and I just it's nice to have a festival like this in the States to present this kind of stuff.
Right, and you know, having attended, I guess, all of them at this point, I guess the rule is you can get away with anything.
Right, which is pretty much the idea. So that's the preparation, is just knowing that we can kind of go in there and do our thing without worrying about being too out of place with that, you know, which is nice. So many, the festival roster is full of all of my kind of musical acquaintances and a lot of other people who I'm a fan of, and it's amazing like how many people I know who are going to be there. And there's for every group that's there, there's several other groups that could have occurred as well, which is pretty exciting. I was thinking about it, like seeing Ikoue Mori will be there, and I did a duo record with her that came out last year, and you know, it's like, oh, we could have done that maybe too if that had happened, you know. Just this kind of coincidence of all these kinds of musicians is really cool.
On your quartet recording, are you bringing the same musicians that played on Daylight Ghosts?
Yeah, which is David King, who's, I think he's been there before with the Bad Plus and
right.
Something, but he's my old, I mean, I've played with Dave since we were like 12 years old in Minneapolis. And this is Dave King, Chris Speed on saxophone, and Chris Lightcap on bass. So it's the album lineup, yeah.
And let me tell you, the Daylight Ghost record, it's just been a musical gift for me. I've listened to it so many times, and I really love it. Are you as happy about that record as I am?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was a group I'd wanted to do for a long time. I mean, they're all musicians I've played with in many different configurations over the years, and I just had a concept for bringing those guys together and kind of with just a certain idea about how it could sound, and the recording really does justice to that, I think. It just how we wanted to kind of work in that sound kind of world, you know.
What does the title Daylight Ghosts refer to?
Ooh, that's a tricky question. I prefer to leave it in the open in a poetic sense and not specify too much what it actually means. And I'm not sure what it actually means to me. I mean, it has reference to several things, but I'd rather let people listen to the music and kind of, you know, make up their own mind about that. If you allow me that thing, because I don't want to, you know, some people, I like it to resonate for people in their own way, but so I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that other than that.
Oh, well, that's good, because now it'll force me to come up with a meaning for it, or at least a symbolism for it.
Great.
It talks about on your Wikipedia page that you don't, and I'm not sure if this is accurate or not, but you don't use a lot of chords themselves in your compositions. Is that true, and how do you look at composing in that light?
Well, it's not really true. I mean, the Wikipedia page, I'm not sure what that references or how they're hearing, but I certainly do use chords in my in my writing. But, well, I would say I use harmony, and I think in terms of chords a lot, but I also think in terms of counterpoint more than chords. So it's much more Bachish than maybe than Beethovenish in that sense. But, yeah, I use chords. Sure.
I'll go in and update your Wikipedia page for
yeah,
you.
I've seen that, and I don't I think what they mean is, like, in a traditional jazz sense of writing, like, chord changes, like a C7, you know, to a something. Some of my music's put together maybe a little more, a little differently than that, but, you know, it's not like I don't use chords.
Right. On Daylight Ghost, you most of the tunes are original, but you do Jamaican Farewell. Can you explain the inclusion of that and how that ended up on your record?
Well, I had actually, that's a Roscoe Mitchell composition, which I originally recorded with him almost 20 years ago on an ECM album called Nine to Get Ready, which was Roscoe Mitchell Note Factory. And I just always really liked that tune. It's something really haunting and beautiful about that melody. And coincidentally, I'm playing with Roscoe on this Saturday at the festival in one of his groups, which is a nice synchronicity to this whole thing. But it's just a tune I have always really liked, and I'm not given to doing that many kind of covers or tunes of other people, but that's one that really sat with me. And I thought with this group, especially with Chris Speed playing clarinet, and just how it could sit, having something that melodic and really really kind of wistful as a tune, I thought it sits nice in the rest of the music that the group plays.
Thank you.
From the recording Daylight Ghosts, that was Craig Taborn with Jamaican Farewell. And Craig Taborn is my guest on this evening's improvisations, joining me by phone from an area affected by severe weather. With all of these great musicians you have on this quartet, and we mentioned Chris Speed, Chris Lightcap, Dave King from the Bad Plus, is scheduling just a nightmare because these guys all have so much going on? You've got so much going on all over the world.
Yeah, scheduling can be a problem. It's less of a nightmare for us because I think, you know, everybody, fortunately for me, everybody in that group, we're all old friends, and we're also really, everybody's really committed to trying to make things work. So it can be a problem, but like for instance, for the Big Ears Festival, Dave King also plays in Chris Speed's trio. And they have a tour in Europe right before the Big Ears Festival. And when I told them that we had the possibility to play the festival, Speed cut a couple days off the end of his tour to make sure he could make it, he and Dave could make it to Big Ears. So it's that kind of a situation where we, you know, I think all of us will make an effort to be in each other's projects and things, which is a really nice thing. That's not always true of every musician I know. But they made a sacrifice on my behalf and on the behalf of the festival, because they really wanted to play this music and in this group. So things like that happen often, you know, with this group. We make it work out.
And you're also playing with Rocket Science. That's at the Mill and Mine on Friday, March the 23rd, from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. What can you tell us about Rocket Science?
Well, that's just like a great exploratory, fun group. We've been playing together for about 4 or 5 years, and it's really just a nice meeting of some, you know, like kind of master improvisers. We're really really exploring kind of like nice outer reaches, especially with Sam Pluta, who plays the laptop. He does a lot of stuff on the computer and is live processing the sounds, and just Peter Evans and Evan Parker, you know, two great improvisers. So it's really kind of, you know, for me, it's really like a fun group. if that, the music's, you know, adventurous, but it's also a lot of fun for me to really get in there with those guys.
So how many times are you playing throughout the weekend? I've counted three so far.
There are three that I was originally aware of, which is Rocket Science on Friday, Roscoe Mitchell on Saturday, and my own group on Sunday. Evidently, Evan Parker, who's in Rocket Science, is also doing his electroacoustic ensemble, and I see I'm listed as playing with that also on Saturday, which is great. I wasn't even aware of that, but he put me down, so now I'm down for four.
Our guest this evening on Improvisations, Craig Taborn, who will be here as part of the Big Ears Festival Thursday, March 22nd through March the 25th. I think there's over 100 performances that weekend. I don't know how many I'll catch, but I'm going to wear a very good pair of shoes. And speaking of which, I better walk that hound dog. It likes the tennis balls, but it also kind of demands a stroll in the evening, which sometimes I resist and then express gratitude for always when it's over. That's the power of a hound dog, ladies and gentlemen. If you made it to the end of this podcast, by the way, you can thank WUOT. They're the ones that make these podcasts possible. Consider a donation by going to our website, wuot.org. There's a green donate button. Of course, if you just listen to this music and these interviews and enjoy it, that's also supporting WUOT as well. So we appreciate your support in whatever form it materializes in.